from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Paul Bradley, age 78 at the time of this interview.
When I was in high school, I worked hard. I didn't get involved in too much of sports. I was always working. When I was in 11th grade, I wanted a car. So what I did was I went to a notary public, and you could go to a notary public and apply for the license, but you had to be 18. At that time, I was 14, but I looked big for my age, and they said, "How old are you?" I said, "I'm 18, and I got it because that's the way it was back in the day. My father is a very law-abiding person, but he let me drive his car anyway because he did teach me how to drive, and that worked fine until I got in a fight at school. Because he tried to take my car keys. We went to the principal's office, and he said, "What was the fight about?" I said, "He took my car keys." He said, "Car keys? How can you have car keys?" He says, "You're not old enough to drive." I was always ambitious, and I worked, you know, to even buy a car. By the time I was 16, I had my own car. But that wasn't enough. I decided I needed another job. You've heard of people's cab? At that time, you had to be 21 to drive a cab. I go down to People's Cab, and they says, "How old are you?" 21. So I'm driving a People's Cab. I went to Schenley High School, and part of my experience at Schenley High School was when you give your book reports and your reports on some of your life experiences, you know, just to give a speech, I tell about my experiences driving a cab. When I first got out of high school, and this was back in 1954, there wasn't a lot of jobs around. There was some jobs, but I started out working as a clerk, and I was 17 years old, and I said, "Oh, this is, I got to do something better than this." So during that time, most of my peers were joining the service. When I became 18, I joined the United States Air Force, and I served in the Air Force for 4 years. What I did was work with radio. I had a top secret clearance, and some of the things we did was monitor radio broadcast. I'm sure you heard of NSA, National Security Agency. While I was in the service, we were a part of that. But some of the jobs I had are still top secret, so I can't discuss them in detail, even though it's been a while. After getting out of the service, IBM was just coming into really being a big thing then. Not so much computers, but IBM machines. So what I did was I pursued the options of going to an IBM school and learning about IBM equipment. But then now I had to get a job. And this was tough. Now, we're talking about 1961, 1962, 1963. As a black person, there was not a lot of opportunities. Living in Pittsburgh at the time, I went to different companies. I went to a gas company. They said, "Okay, you can take the test." I took the test. I had about, I think it was 37 questions. I got 34 of them right. And they said, "That's not enough. We can't hire you." It was very tough. I didn't give up, though. I kept going, and I kept trying and applying for things. I applied at Pittsburgh National Bank, which is now PNC. At that time, they didn't have any black, white-collar type employees. In the 1960s, with all the pressure going with the equal rights and the marches and everything, they decided that they were going to give some of the black guys like me a chance to work. Never give up. Never give up on any challenges. I mean, because life is not easy. But don't give up on something. If you start something, might be a little discouraging at times because we all face issues throughout our life that are tough. Keep pushing, and I think you will succeed. Getting old is get your ailments and everything, but one advantage of being old is you have wisdom. Wisdom comes from experiences in life. And don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. I tell my grandson all the time, don't be ashamed to work at McDonald's. That's a good experience. My feeling of becoming a man is a growing thing. I don't think it's when you get to a certain age because you're constantly challenged to be a man. I don't think it's something that just happens overnight. It's something that challenges you all the time of who you are and what you stand for.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Antonio Lancaster, Jason Davidson, and Isaac Hall. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.